Okay, the challenge was for a member of the team to book guests for this show every day to kind of raise the bar a little bit, because our guests have been crap lately. Yesterday it was Pastry Stunners, Peter, and Nicola. Mm. And now I have a blindfold on and I'm going to feel today's guests.
It's a nice scarf, actually.
It is nice, actually.
Come over here.
Right.
Walk forward.
Okay. Hey, blimey, they're made of wood.
Really?
George.
That's a guitar. Yeah, that's a guitar, yeah.
Well spotted. That's a shoulder.
It's definitely a man. They've got very manly shoulders.
You hope.
Okay. Okay, that's weird.
What are you holding now?
It feels like two Kinder eggs.
Right, okay. Does it really?
I'd like to say that's... Hang on, where's the microphone? That's not on the body of the person. They've just handed them to me.
Oh, okay. Have you got any ideas at the moment?
No.
Well, I have a guess.
Anyone else? Oh, another guitar, yeah.
Is this a different person to the first person?
Oh, they've got rock hair.
What do you mean by that?
They've just got rock hair.
Come on, guess. Is it,
I don't know, the Kooks?
Oh, no.
Okay, can I just take this off?
Yeah, you can. You're not going to get it, are you? Well, take your blindfold off then.
It's Scouting for Girls, everyone! Ah, yeah.
At least you recognise them today.
Thank God. It was highly embarrassing yesterday. took off the blindfold. No, I'm sorry, love, I know who you are.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So our guests today are Scouting for Girls. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, Laura, obviously, booked you this morning. Why did you book these guests, Laura?
Because they're my favourites.
They are, aren't they?
Apart from McFly.
Oh. That's nice. Yeah.
That's a real nice welcome for them. Now, is it true, Roy, that a while ago, Laura caused a bit of trouble between you and your girlfriend?
I was just about to go on stage. It wasn't so much Laura, it was more you.
Okay, good.
Good.
Yeah, I was just about to go on stage in Glasgow and my phone had been off all day. I turned it on and there was about 15 text messages from various friends and family saying that I was having some sort of romantic tryst with Laura, which had been broadcast live on Radio 1. So, that caused a few problems.
Oh no, what happened?
Not a lot.
Okay, that's good.
It. Nothing that a lot of roses couldn't
know. Yeah. Oh.
Now, I know a while ago on the chart show you told JK and Joel that we were partly responsible for making you famous. Do you truly believe that is this? That's true?
I think it's all down to you guys.
It is, definitely.
Thing is, we can make anyone famous now. It's not hard. Have you heard the ladies' bras?
Yeah, we have.
Great. Number 27 in the charts, I think you'll find. The ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers,
the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras. I bet them she's so lovely, though.
What, better than your own song? No. Now, would you be up for, like the Page 3 girls did yesterday, would you be up for doing a bit of a version of that later? Because yes, we're going to try and get all of our guests to do a version of the ladies' bras so we can get it higher than number 27.
I've taken the liberty of rewording it, if that's okay.
What, the ladies' bras?
No. I've taken the liberty of rewording She's So Lovely.
We can do that.
Why?
Because I thought you might want to sing it.
We can do that.
Shall I give it to you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I think? As they wrote it, they'd be happy with the words as they were.
I just thought I could improve it a little bit.
Okay. You know?
Right, okay.
These look interesting.
Right. Let me guess, Laura, is it all about you?
Yes, it is.
Right. Because Laura did make a lot of badges for you, do you remember?
She did.
For your fan club. She was there ages with that badge maker.
All right.
She doesn't feel very appreciated, does she? Yeah.
So, I mean, since you had this, well, couple of huge hits, has your life changed in any way now you've become so successful?
Not really.
It hasn't.
It's been making more badges.
Yeah.
Really? Time?
I know.
I've always got time for you if you ever want to bring it back.
Oh, God.
That's a deal.
Yeah. That's on live radio now.
Yeah.
We'll be in.
Could you stop bending over like that?
No, please.
Showing a little bit too much.
I think you are.
Okay. Well, I'm just reading these words.
Yeah.
Right. They're interesting.
Okay, what don't you like, Roy?
I think it's good.
So
I just thought this was a family show.
Yeah.
What have you written?
Find out when they do it.
Oh my God. Right, so you've rewritten the top 10 hit by Scouting for Girls and made it even better in your opinion.
I've just tweaked it a bit.
Okay. Alright, well, we're gonna play Timberland. Should we do it now? Okay, are you ready to do it now?
We can do it now.
All right, okay, well, we're going to play some blind, but you can do it now. If you're ready, let's do it.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll go for it.
Okay, all right, cool. And here is a new version of She's So Lovely by Scouting for Girls on Radio 1.
One, two, three, four. I love the way she fills her clothes. She looks just like them girls in Vogue. I love the way she plays it cool. I think that she is beautiful.
Guess what's coming next?
And Laura's lovely, Laura's lovely, Laura's lovely. I love her jubblies. Laura's lovely. I love her jubblies. She's pretty, she's witty. She's even got a lovely pair of eyes. She's the best thing on Scott's show. She really, really does deserve a pay rise. Laura's lovely. Well, Laura's lovely. Laura's lovely. I love her jubblies.
Yeah! Actually, I now agree with Laura. That was better, wasn't it?
That's it. I'm going.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
You alright, Chopper?
So I was just imposing my seat, but you're alright.
Okay.
keep talking, I'll just try and sort my chair out.
Okay, you carry on. It's 8:50. Just a really good positive response on the text for Laura's lovely, really. Seriously, could you, like, sort the chair out?
The problem might actually burn my ass as opposed to the chair.
Excellent.
Might just be too heavy.
That was Ace, says Daz. Just driving past my mum's house. How do you know where my mum lives, you freak? Love that. Wow, who was that singing Laura is Lovely? It's Scouting for Girls. They've been in the top 10 for ages now. And Tez trucking up the A1 said, that was fantastic. Release it. Kind of already have. So you're meeting lots of freshers at the moment, are you? Because it's yes. Freshers' balls are on everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. University.
Where have you been?
Oh,
everywhere. Norwich.
Glasgow. Hatfield.
Yeah. It all blurs.
That one in Hatfield is do you play in the smallest room in the world? Is that
no, it's
one?
Big. It's like a school hall.
Just me that played in the smallest room.
There are the smallest rooms.
Even
in the world,
me and Dave were in the school hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was. There was a room like the size of this one.
That's the changing room. That's the dressing room.
No. And have you been on the bill with anyone else really good? Because I know every time I'm on anywhere, it's always
Carl. On the bill?
Not on the bill, you know. Who's been on? Not on the bill.
Yeah. The program.
Dr. Carl Kennedy's always on when I'm.
He's a legend.
We had Stingray from Neighbours.
He introduced us.
Well, he did.
Was that? Came back from the dead.
Searching for girls.
Yes.
Scouting.
Did he say searching? Oh, bless.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He didn't have a clue.
You've had some amazing warm up acts, haven't you, Cheppers, on your world tour?
All seems to be the foundations.
Mm. 911.
Oh, 911. Yeah, we're on the same bill as 911. Who else are we?
Rat Pack.
We were meant to be on the same bill as Kanye West as well once, but Kanye pulled out because me and Dave were getting too much publicity.
He does book himself into some strange gigs, Kanye West. There was one recently where he's
excited.
Where he's supposed to be playing some. I mean, I'm not being funny, but he's a rap superstar. He was booked for, I don't know, Oblivions in Hull or something. And once again, didn't turn up. Also, Laura, a lot of people are saying that you're worse than Chris Moyles for drooling over the guests this morning.
I think I'm in good company then.
Not wrong with that. Okay, right, what I'm going to do, Scouting for Girls people, is I'm going to play Candy Staten and Plain White Tees, and then, as we're going to do with all of our guests over the next 2 weeks, I would like to hear your own rendition of the ladies' bras. Would that be okay?
Yeah, we can give it a go. Something up.
Okay, good. Yeah. You're top musicians, it won't be a problem. Back in a sec.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
I'm with Greg and Roy and Pete from Scouting for Girls. Thanks for coming in today. You know we're big fans.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for saying nice things about us in your album as well. That's like the first time that's ever happened to me. Oh, apart from the enemy. So you a second, that's good. And, is your single ever not going to be in the charts? I know the album's out, but it's been there for ages.
I don't know,
fingers
mad.
Crossed.
It's
like, the new umbrella.
It's kind of... Yeah, I didn't...
Re-release it with Laura's Lovely on the B-side.
Laura's Lovely.
Do you know what I mean?
And her own version of...
Laura's Brown. Also, I need to say thank you because I feel like I've got a lot more to talk about with you than I did with the Page 3 girls yesterday. What do you say?
I don't know. You just look. Yeah. But then that doesn't make good radio.
Not really. Not really, boy, no. Right, okay.
They were very chatty.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say.
What?
Well,
what?
Lots of very interesting opinions.
Right, we're going to do, as we are with all the guests this week, our version of Ladies Bras with Scouting for Girls. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're going to give it a bit of an emotional...
Yeah, we're going to do it acapulco.
Love that. What are they you've got in your hand there?
They're Kinder Eggs.
They are Kinder Eggs.
They're sort of Kinder
Love Eggs.
Love Eggs.
Yeah.
Love
Eggs. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So here are Scouting for Girls with a couple of guitars and some Love Eggs doing the Ladies Bras.
Me.
Ready?
The ladies' bra, the ladies' bra, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bra, the ladies' bra, the ladies' bra, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bra.
That's marvellous.
That's all you're getting.
Thank you very much for coming in today, guys.
Thanks.
No,
we liked it a lot.
Yesterday, the pastry girls were like, we don't wear knickers, but we do wear bras. And I know you got that wrong.
It's hard to confuse them.
Can we have a bit more Laura's Lovely while you're there as well?
A bit more?
Sorry, I'm just so demanding.
Fill in the last 10 seconds of time.
Laura's Lovely, Laura's Lovely, Laura's Lovely. I love a jubbly.
Laura's Lovely.
Laura's Lovely.
Laura's Lovely.
Well, she's pretty, witty. She's even got a lovely pair of eyes. She's the best thing on Scott's show. She really does deserve a pay rise. How rude. Laura's Lovely. Laura's Lovely. Laura's Lovely. I love a jubbly.
Laura's Lovely. Laura's Lovely. Laura's Lovely.
I'm live on Radio 1.
Now he does all of that shaking his head.
I am an artiste.
Listen, guys, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scouting for Girls.
Okay.